It's night, and the candle in her room burns. He lies in his room with his arms outstretched, losing himself in the ceiling, opening it up to the night, closing it off to his bedroom ceiling. The sheets twist at her ankles. His hair, wet from the shower, will dry, sticking up at the back of his neck. Under the window, she can see just beyond the eave of the house, and there's stars. A few stars. Not many. Night reaches in through the cracks around their windows. Trees rise above, twisting themselves up from the earth. Her candle shivers, altering the space. If she squints hard enough, she can build a cathedral from the open closet door. He thinks of a hand through his hair. A scent. Something intangible. Something gone in a moment. The night unfolds, long and black, never quite conquering the eventuality of stucco. He turns on his side, pulling the comforter up to his chin. She straightens her sheets, blows out the candle, and wonders how the ocean sounds different in the dark. Impatient for sleep, he squeezes his eyes shut and mimics the tide with his breathing. She thinks of driving. He thinks of turning his car down a dark street. The song on his radio, her radio off. Radio towers blink in the distance. Above him, he imagines a scattering of stars. Not many, she thinks. Only a few.